We live in a culture where, with the death penalty, we try to make sure everything is painless and easy, and when it's not, there are court cases that are fought to make sure that those problems are resolved. The Romans weren't like that. The Romans want to draw this thing out and make an example and cause as much pain as possible, to the point that it was not just enough to crucify someone, but they wanted that person to drag their instrument of death through the city streets with them. But Jesus had been beaten so much that he just couldn't make it with the cross. And so they pulled Simon, this man from the crowd, and had him carry the cross for Jesus to Golgotha. They reached Golgotha. It says in verse 32 that two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And they came to a place that is called the Skull, where they crucified him, and the criminals, one on the right and one on his left. And as we think of the cross, I want us to specifically think of the three things that Jesus said that Luke records. Throughout the Gospels, there are seven things that Jesus says from the cross, but there are these three in particular that I want us to think about this morning. It says in verse 34, and Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Even in this moment of pain, even in this moment of injustice, even on the heels of the mockery, the heels of the beatings, on the heels of the very chief priest that was a position created by God in the beginning of all of this Jewish system that they have and has gone through all these years, and Jesus has watched chief priests come and go, even through that, even through the betrayal of one of his own, the denial by one of his own, still forgiveness is the thing that he comes back to. We think of the things that we do, and we have this assumption that there's something that can stand between us and him. And I will tell you that if everything that happens in chapters 22 and 23 doesn't do that, nothing you or I have done will either. We can still come back to him because he seeks to forgive. But then even from these criminals on either side who, as much as one can deserve what they're getting at this point, actually have done the crimes that deserve this, one of them mocks him too. And the other one just can't believe what he's seeing here and recognizes that there's something very different about what Jesus has done and what they have done. And he's upset that Jesus is being mocked even by this criminal on the other side. And he says, Jesus, in verse 42, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, you will be with me in paradise." Not only is Jesus still thinking on forgiveness, but he's also thinking on his mission that he came here for in the first place, which is he came to save. And so even in this difficult time, even as he's being mocked in his own death, he remembers that what he is here for is to save. In verse 44, it says, "It was now about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two, Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.' And having said this, he breathed his last." In this moment, he recognizes that there is still for him home with the Father. He stands ready to forgive. He stands still ready to save, but he knows the place for him now is home. Having said this, he breathed his last. And now the centurion saw what had taken place, and he praised God, saying, "Certainly this man was innocent." One of the other accounts that says, "Certainly this was a good man." Another account says, truly this was the Son of God. Jesus is exactly who he has said all along that he is. And the centurion who is present there recognize it, and we who are present here this morning, we recognize it too. And I will tell you the message of the cross, the words that he says that day are the message for us this morning. Jesus stands ready to forgive you no matter what you have done, no matter how far away you have gone, whether you have lived a life like Peter lived during this day where he just wants to keep at a distance and denies him when it gets hard, whether you have been totally broken in the time you recognize your sin and the way it has taken over your life, he stands ready to forgive because his mission, as much as it was then, still is now to save. There is salvation waiting for each of us if we will just accept it. If we will confess his name, if we will be baptized into him, he stands ready to save you today. And he has told us, just as he has a home, there is a home waiting for us too. For each of us this morning, if it's the first time you have heard the gospel and you want to respond to it and for your life to be changed and for you to find that salvation, or if you have followed along at a distance, not wanting to get too close to that walk with Jesus, and you know it's time to come back, if there's any need you have at all this morning, please come while we stand and sing.